Well, it's Monday, March 1st, and I want to do a quick update on the situation largely in New York City. If you recall last week, I talked about a couple of data sets in New York that were concerning. One was related to a preprint that was put out by Columbia University. And what they had done is they had looked at their patients, and I'll look to use a test using PCR. One was targeting the change at 501, which is N501Y, which is the receptor binding domain change that increases the affinity for the receptor, and that is found in all three of the variants that are of most interest. And then the other target was E484K, which is the receptor binding domain change that is found in both the South Africa and Brazil variants. And there's lots of data that indicates that's associated with immunological escape, and the vaccines had a lower level of efficacy when used in Brazil or South Africa because the vaccines don't recognize variants that have that change very well. And the paper that came out of Columbia indicated that there was another variant that was emerging in the New York City area that did have the E484K. It was B.1.526. And as I mentioned last week, there were really two different versions of that. There was one that did have the E484K, and the other one that had S477N and 477 and 484 are both in the receptor binding domain. They're only seven positions apart. And so they generally had one or the other. There were about twice as many of the 484 compared to the 477, but there was the Pandemic Response Lab, which is a lab that was set up by the City of New York to specifically look at samples collected in New York City for the variants, and they are the ones that reported about 100 cases of the UK variant, mostly last week. So these are relatively recent, and that boosted the number up. Actually, I think they've done it twice now. So one actually went back a little bit further than last week. But these UK variants were largely from collections in late January, or early to mid-February. That indicated that both were present, that there were quite a few of the 1.526 and quite a few of the UK variant. They also identified one example of the South African, the one that was on Long Island. And then today, the PRI released a very large number of positives. The numbers were alarming considering that they had just released a large number of positives last week. So I believe all of these were collected in February, and the numbers were for the E484K. They had 151 more positives. For the S447N, they had another 82 positives. So again, it's about a 2-to-1 ratio, but both numbers are big considering that they're only reporting for New York City. And they're essentially all these collections for over a 1 or 2 week period in February. And in addition, they had a 99 more of the UK variant and 2 more of the South African variant. So again, these were all released today, and they all involved collections that generally were done over a 1 or 2 week period in mid-February and limited to the New York metropolitan area. So I'm putting this out because it's a quick update. It's pretty big numbers, very recently collected over a relatively small geographic area. And they indicated that all three of these are being detected in a large number. The UK variant and the B.1.526, both with E484K as well as with S477N.